First of all, I want to welcome the opportunity for the consultation and to thank Chief Superintendent Terry McGinn and the chairperson of the JPC, Councillor McMonagall, for inviting the members of the JPC in the Inishowen area and particularly in the North Inishowen area to discuss this temporary relocation of the housing the Garda Party presently in Cardonagh in Clonmany. However, while I welcome that, I have to say it's quite obvious, number one, that there needs to be a template outlined, a template which will have a start date and an end date, confirming when work would commence, the relocation of the Garda Party back to Cardonagh. And when I spoke to the local officer in charge in Cardonagh, he was unaware at present. He didn't rule out that those above him might be aware, but he had no evidence of consultation as regards the needs of Cardonagh Garda Station. So there's a whole lot of gaps that need to be filled, but I welcome the commencement that's been initiated now by Chief Superintendent Terry McGinn, because the Cardonagh Barracks is, as is reported by the Chief Super, it has been subject to adverse health and safety reports. There's issues of security. It's a very small building in Cardonagh. It was there to serve two Garda and a sergeant once upon a time. Now we have nine Garda and a sergeant housed there. So there is time for action. And there's one other thing. Just once upon a time, in 2010, Cardonagh Garda Station was to be upgraded to a 24-hour serving the North Inishowen area. That never happened. €235,000 has been spent in Clonmany. So it's important that Gardaí have appropriate conditions. It's important that Gardaí are stationed in Clonmany, but Cardonagh and the North Inishowen area must be considered as well, Rory.
At a time when rural facilities are very much in decline, places like Cardonagh Garda Station are no doubt very important for the community.
Very much so. And presently, that complement of Gardaí are serving the area that is the Clonmany Parish, the Mallon Parish, the Bakken Parish and the Cardonagh Parish, and to have them relocated to Clonmany only would leave the whole of North Inishowen void. We have to make sure that that doesn't occur. We must make sure that at all occasions that there's an accessible Garda presence for the people and, as I said at the start, an agreed template of works commencing and ending. Cardonagh is in the heart of the Inishowen area, and we must have a presence there. The other thing I notice is that the policing authority last week said that there was an urgent attention in the Gardaí in their modernisation and renewal programme, that they're 2 years into a 5 year to look at accommodation. So I think that's welcome from the Garda point of view. But I also think that we haven't found out the Garda's view on its approach to community policing, and these engagements I hope will serve everybody well.